Chapter 7. Nature. We depend on nature not only for our physical survival. We also need nature to show us the way home, the way out of the prison of our own minds. We got lost in doing, thinking, remembering, anticipating. Lost in a maze of complexity and a world of problems. We have forgotten what rocks, plants, and animals still know. We have forgotten how to be. To be still. To be ourselves. To be where life is, here and now. Whenever you bring your attention to anything natural, anything that has come into existence without human intervention, you step out of the prison of conceptualized thinking and, to some extent, participate in the state of connectedness with being in which everything natural still exists. To bring your attention to a stone, a tree, or an animal does not mean to think about it, but simply to perceive it, to hold it in your awareness. Something of its essence then transmits itself to you. You can sense how still it is, and in doing so, the same stillness arises within you. You sense how deeply it rests in being, completely at one with what it is and where it is. In realizing this, you too come to a place of rest deep within yourself. When walking or resting in nature, honor that realm by being there fully. Be still. Look. Listen. See how every animal and every plant is completely itself. Unlike humans, it has not split itself in two. It does not live through a mental image of itself, so it does not need to be concerned with trying to protect and enhance that image. The deer is itself. The daffodil is itself. Everything in nature is not only one with itself, but also one with the totality. It hasn't removed itself from the fabric of the whole by claiming a separate existence, me and the rest of the universe. The contemplation of nature can free you of that me, the great troublemaker. Bring awareness to the many subtle sounds of nature. The rustling of leaves in the wind, raindrops falling, the humming of an insect, the first bird song at dawn. Give yourself completely to the act of listening. Beyond the sounds, there is something greater, a sacredness that cannot be understood through thought. You didn't create your body, nor are you able to control the body's functions. An intelligence greater than the human mind is at work. It is the same intelligence that sustains all of nature. You cannot get any closer to that intelligence than by being aware of your own inner energy field, by feeling the aliveness, the animating presence within the body. The playfulness and joy of a dog, its unconditional love and readiness to celebrate life at any moment, often contrast sharply with the inner state of the dog's owner, depressed, anxious, burdened by problems, lost in thought, not present in the only place and only time there is, here and now. One wonders, living with this person, how does the dog manage to remain so sane, so joyous? When you perceive nature only through the mind, through thinking, you cannot sense its aliveness, its beingness. You see the form only and are unaware of the life within the form, the sacred mystery. Thought reduces nature to a commodity, to be used in the pursuit of profit or knowledge or some other utilitarian purpose. The ancient forest becomes timber, the bird a research project, the mountain something to be mined or conquered. When you perceive nature, let there be spaces of no thought, no mind. When you approach nature in this way, it will respond to you and participate in the evolution of human and planetary consciousness. Notice how present a flower is, how surrendered to life. The plant that you have in your home, have you ever truly looked at it? Have you allowed that familiar yet mysterious being we call plant to teach you its secrets? Have you noticed how deeply peaceful it is? How it is surrounded by a field of stillness? The moment you become aware of a plant's emanation of stillness and peace, that plant becomes your teacher. Watch an animal, a flower, a tree, and see how it rests in being. It is itself. It has enormous dignity, innocence, and holiness. However, for you to see that, you need to go beyond the mental habit of naming and labeling. The moment you look beyond mental labels, you feel that ineffable dimension of nature that cannot be understood by thought or perceived through the senses. It is a harmony, a sacredness that permeates not only the whole of nature, but is also within you. The air that you breathe is nature, as is the breathing process itself. Bring your attention to your breathing and realize that you are not doing it. It is the breath of nature. If you had to remember to breathe, you would soon die. And if you try to stop breathing, nature would prevail. You reconnect with nature in the most intimate and powerful way by becoming aware of your breathing and learning to hold your attention there. This is a healing and deeply empowering thing to do. It brings about a shift in consciousness from the conceptual world of thought to the inner realm of unconditioned consciousness. You need nature as your teacher to help you reconnect with being. But not only do you need nature, it also needs you. You are not separate from nature. We are all part of the one life that manifests itself in countless forms throughout the universe, forms that are all completely interconnected. When you recognize the sacredness, the beauty, the incredible stillness and dignity in which a flower or a tree exists, you add something to the flower or the tree. Through your recognition, your awareness, nature too comes to know itself. It comes to know its own beauty and sacredness through you. A great silent space holds all of nature in its embrace. It also holds you. Only when you are still inside do you have access to the realm of stillness that rocks, plants and animals inhabit. Only when your noisy mind subsides can you connect with nature at a deep level and go beyond the sense of separation created by excessive thinking. Thinking is a stage in the evolution of life. Nature exists in innocent stillness that is prior to the arising of thought. The tree, the flower, the bird, the rock, are unaware of their own beauty and sacredness. When human beings become still, they go beyond thought. There is an added dimension of knowing, of awareness, in the stillness that is beyond thought. Nature can bring you to stillness. That is its gift to you. When you perceive and join with nature in the field of stillness, that field becomes permeated with your awareness. That is your gift to nature. Through you, nature becomes aware of itself. Nature has been waiting for you, as it were, for millions of years.